Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Keep an eye on the skies today, folks. We could see some pretty bumpy weather several times throughout the day. We're looking at the potential for high winds and possibly even some tornadoes. The good news is that we should get some beneficial rainfall out of the storm system. Check out Christopher Colley's weather blog for more. Now, due to the possibility of tornadoes and severe weather today, the National Weather Service has postponed the annual tornado drill until Friday. For information on how to prepare your family, workplace, or school for emergency conditions, go to weather.gov/ILM. A Nakata fire truck was destroyed and another one was seriously damaged Monday after a fire at the Powerway substation. Chief Victor Jacobs said the fire truck that ignited the blaze was involved in a collision the day before while deployed in the Horry County wildfires. A tanker was also heavily damaged in the blaze. No injuries were reported. Damage to the structure was kept to a minimum. Now, nearly 2,000 acres have burned in upstate South Carolina, just across the line from Columbus County. A number of area firefighters headed to Horry County on Sunday to help backup firefighters down there who were dealing with the Carolina Forest wildfire. Dangerous fire conditions will continue in our area throughout the week, and long-term forecasts call for extended drought and active fire conditions through June. Columbus County, as of this morning, is roughly 8 inches below normal rainfall for this year. That includes a deficit from 2024. The city of Whiteville has canceled all commercial burn permits and is urging residents not to have any type of outdoor burning. Now, if you do see a fire and you want to go out and take a look at it, don't take your drone. The Forest Service is reminding drone operators that wildfires are no-fly zones. Low-flying spotter planes and helicopters are frequently used for wildfire suppression, and drones can create a fire hazard. Fire departments from several counties responded Saturday and Sunday to the massive fire at West Fraser Sawmill in Riegelwood. That fire is still under investigation, but ADR Fire Rescue Chief Steve Camlin said the blaze apparently started due to disposal of ashes from a boiler, as well as the high winds. The fire spanned 11 acres at one point in time. County commissioners on Monday tabled two controversial agenda items. A memorandum of understanding regarding financial reporting from the sheriff's office was held over until a future meeting. Commissioners also tabled a proposal that would have regulated recreational vehicles and camper trailers used as homes. Multiple residents spoke out against campers being used as permanent homes in makeshift trailer parks. Commissioners agreed that the unlicensed trailer parks and campgrounds are a problem, but the rule was designed for single-set RVs on private property, not illegal campgrounds for public use. The board will discuss the proposal at a future meeting. Acme Delco Elementary School is hosting Michael Cunningham's Crowns Art Exhibition from March 7th through the 20th. The show focuses on Sunday hats worn by African-American women. Now, ADES students also worked with an area artist to create mosaics, which will be displayed along with the photography. The exhibition is free. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.